It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Michael Healy-Ray is with me, Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Independent TD for Kerry. Minister, you're welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being on your programme, and hello to all your listeners.
Congratulations on the appointment.
Thank you.
What is it like inside the tent?
Well, it's different. It's very busy. I like a challenge. I like work. I hope that I won't let people down. I look on being a TD and now being a minister as that you're a servant of the people. You're there to do your best. You're there to implement the best policies. I want to make this government work. I want to be part of a team that will be successful. I want this government to make the right decisions. I want the department that I'm in, the Department of Agriculture, working in conjunction with the senior minister and with Ministers Noel Grealish and Ministers Timmy Dooley. I want to just work together as a team. Farming is a very, very important, and horticulture and forestry, it's a very important part of Ireland to me. And I just want to work. That's it.
You're going to make it easier for people who've got forestry licences to cut down trees?
Yes, well, I have a lot of work done on that, and I'm very grateful to the officials working in my department because, for instance, in my portfolio, a huge amount of windblow has occurred throughout the country. I've taken swift action, as in half an hour after being appointed, we were sitting around the table, putting together a task force, bringing together all the sectors of forestry and deciding on what we would have to do. And for example, I can tell people that over 56% of the farms, the forestries that we've already surveyed, actually have a license at present of some type.
Yeah.
Now, I've changed what was a thinning license to now become a felling license. That's a big help to people who have trees knocked. So it's going to make it easier for them. There's an awful amount of work that can actually start right now.
Okay.
The people with forwarders and harvesters, we can take the timber out of the forestries, send it to the mills, get the people paid and get money rolling to those people because they're very important. But could I just say about safety?
Yeah.
Oh, an awful lot of our debts on our farms because farm safety is part of my portfolio. And I just want to say to people, if people set a forestry, predominantly now they're in their 50s, 60s and 70s, please don't be going at anything yourself. Engage your local forester, engage the professional people and don't even say, oh, I'll do this bit of clearing myself or I'll take those trees off the road. Get professional people to do this.
Yeah, can I ask about the trees on the road? I mean, because in the wake of the storm, there was an awful lot of talk about this and ash dieback, of course. So you've got a lot of hollowed out ash trees, effectively, which is what that disease does to them, falling on power lines. And we have an awful lot of power lines above ground in this country compared to other countries. We're not going to bury them all or underground them overnight. What are you going to do to facilitate farmers cutting down those trees?
Yes. Oh, you see, you just used the word there, facilitate farmers. I don't want it to be the farmer's responsibility where it is not their responsibility. ESB, and I want to thank the ESB workers, the people who work very hard in dangerous conditions, in bad weather and in very rough terrain. I want to thank them and also the people in open air in Ireland, the local authority workers, the people who had to put their shoulders to the wheel to try and clean up this mess. I just want to say a very simple thank you very much to all of you people for your great work. But today, for example, the Taoiseach spoke to me about what exactly are we going to do as a government? And he is extremely anxious. So to that end, myself and Minister Hayden and others, we're meeting with ESB management tomorrow, because ESB will have a role to ensure that setbacks are adhered to. ESB networks have a legal right to take the necessary action to remove trees that are impinging on power lines.
But you know as well as I do, what they often do, and this maybe was fine heretofore, they would take a few limbs off a tree. But with things like ash dieback, I mean, it might look like it's okay, but as you know, it's kind of hollowed out. And then we get a wind, we get a storm, and suddenly people are without power.
Well, I can tell you today, from the Taoiseach down, I want this message to go out. We won't be limbing and taking branches off of trees that are near power lines. We will be ensuring that those trees will be removed so that people can be assured in the best way we can that the awful situation where we had 770,000 houses without power, that we won't have that type of a situation again. And the government is extremely committed to ensuring that ESB, forestry services, that we all will ensure that we will take measures to prevent that type of issue happening again, because it was awful, it was horrendous, the human torture that it inflicted upon families with older people, sick children, you could imagine yourself. And then we have this new thing, of course, where we have houses that had adhered to what they were told to do, and they had all electric, they had no chimney in the house, and they were living in an icebox, and that was horrendous.
Yeah, I guess, you know, part of being on the other side of the house, as it were, and within government in the tent, is that you become a defender of government. We were speaking, or we're going to speak later this hour, to Padraig Tobin, the leader of Aintu, who thinks Simon Harris should resign or be fired because of cost overruns at the National Children's Hospital.
Not
because
at
he signed the contract.
Not at all. Look, you could go on with that type of talk forever, but I will say, and I want to pay a very special compliment to Minister Jennifer Carol McNeill. She now is in charge. Of course, we're all very disappointed. We're all very worried with the overrun in the children's hospital budget, because quite simply, people aren't happy. The taxpayers aren't happy. Mm. But at the end of the day, we are nearing completion of a project that is very important. Again, I don't go back in things I did in the past. Myself and my colleagues in at that time, the Rural Independent Group, we actually voted against its location because we didn't believe it was in the right place. But I believe in politics, you have to go forward. There's no point in looking back. There's no point in looking for resignations. What we have to do is put our shoulders to the wheel, try and get the hospital open. And the most important thing of all, there are sick children who can avail of the services of that hospital, and we have to get to this stage where they will start treating the children.
As they say, the only thing worse than a 2 billion euro children's hospital is a 2 billion euro children's hospital with no children in it.
But
there's a value in looking back a little bit, isn't there? We're going to be building a national maternity hospital as well, and we don't want the same situation to repeat itself.
I would hope that we will learn from lessons that have been inflicted upon us. I really believe that we were right that time. It was in the wrong place. But again, I'm not going to be happy on about that, because there's no point. If you keep looking behind you, you'll fall over what's in front of you.
Well, I guess the point, I guess, Padraig is going to speak to, we'll hear from later, but I know I've spoken to him about it before as well, is kind of accountability as well in public life. And I don't know if he'll bring up bike sheds and security huts and Arts Council spending as well. But I think there maybe is a sense out there amongst the public that there's a degree of, I wouldn't say frivolous spending, that's unfair, but maybe there's not the same scrutiny, there's not the level of scrutiny there should be about when it comes to spending public money as there might be in a private company.
Right. Well, every person is only accountable for themselves and for their action. I know that the budget that I have, and I know that what I would call the minding of my corner, I will be prudent, and I will be sure. And at the end of the day, for instance, when you're talking about forestry or horticulture, the people that have committed themselves, their families, their land, to whether it is horticulture or forestry, I will be trying to ensure that no money will be wasted, money will be well spent, it will be directed in the right direction, and that we'll do what's best. You have to remember farmers, they're the people who work very diligently, and I want to make sure that the Department of Agriculture will do their best to stand with the farmers of Ireland and the growers of Ireland, because they're very, very important to me. And there are issues that I'm looking at the moment. For example, I'm looking at issues like for the horticultural sector, peat. There is no reason in the world why we should be importing peat and trying to use other materials which aren't as good for delivering produce as what our peat was. And there is no reason, and this is not going back in anything, this is not doing anything negative. If you knew the minuscule amount of money that we, or the amount of peat we would have to extract from the ground to service our horticultural industry and the difference that it would make, I will be bringing proposals, sound, solid, scientifically backed proposals as to why this would actually be good for the environment. What I mean by that is, it doesn't make sense to be importing peat from Lafayette at what I would call an enormous carbon footprint, rather than taking out the amount of peat we would actually require to service, just service our industry here. And it would help us have a better quality product, and it would be great for our growers. Just common sense stuff.
But you can get, I mean, you can get kind of peat-free compost as well.
You can, but I've listened to experts.
Is that not the direction we should be moving?
No, we had a horticultural forum the other day, and I listened to the people that matter. They're the people who grow it. They're the people who are producing, who are working all their lives. Their families, they're steeped in this type of work. And they explain to me exactly what we should be doing. And I'm doing up a paper on it. And if I get support,
but you do
weigh
up. I mean, yeah, that might be, you might get the kind of the greatest yield from using a compost that is peat-based, and the peat-free alternative might not be as effective, but there's other gains there. Yeah, we're not going back to foot and turf.
No,
scouring the landscape.
No, I didn't say that. And remember, there was nothing wrong with burning a bit of turf as well. And tell that to people that didn't have chimneys recently, that would like to have a fire going inside in the corner. You have to use common sense at the end of the day, right? And when we use common sense, it doesn't mean to say that we're against, you know, environmental protection and all that. You know that the real, what I would call environmentalists are the farmers. Because they adore their land. They don't just possess it. When I hear people saying about the value of a farm is actually worthless to farmers because they're not, he or she are not selling it. It's not for sale. The farms in Ireland, the majority of them are never sold. They're improved. They're passed on to the next generation. People want to work the land and they want to make a living out of it. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. And this government are recognising that.
Who would harvest the peat? I mean, you're not talking about kind of Bord na Mona pivoting back to its original purpose.
What I'm saying is there are common sense proposals that we can make where we would have enough to service our horticultural industry in Ireland. And that would be a thing that should be looked at.
But I'm just trying to understand, is it farmers maybe who own the land, who might kind of just get into it themselves as a private enterprise? Is it a state body again, a new version of Bord na Mona?
The amount that we would actually need is minuscule. And there are other very important issues in that sector, such as seasonal workers, permits, input costs to people involved in horticulture and our growers. They need support, they need help. And what they need is a government and a department that will listen to them and work with them. And that is what we are very anxious to do. And myself and my co-ministers, that's what we are about. We're about helping the people and working for them. It's not the other way around.
Michael Healy, right? Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Food, the Marine, Independent TD for Kerry. Minister, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you.
Here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.